Tsunamis, Part 1.
Listen to Mr. Carney. He is a geography teacher.
Now, class, listen carefully to this lesson. You're going to have a test on it when you come back after the holidays. So, who remembers the names of the natural disasters we studied last week? Wayne?
We studied earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, sir.
That's right, Wayne. And this week, we're going to talk about tsunamis. Who knows what a tsunami is?
Is it like a hurricane?
Good try, Tilly, but no, not really. A hurricane is a kind of a cyclone with winds from 100 to 300 kilometres an hour. A tsunami is a gigantic wave of water that can go hundreds of kilometres across the ocean. They are almost invisible in the middle of the ocean, but as they get closer to the land, they get taller and taller. They can be more than 15 metres tall, and they can cause incredible damage and destruction. Yes, Wayne, you have a question?
What can you do if you see one, sir?
That's a good question, Wayne. If you are on the beach and suddenly the water disappears, that is a sign that a tsunami is coming soon.
What do you mean, the water disappears?
I mean, if the water pulls far away from the land very suddenly, and parts of the beach that are normally underwater stay exposed for several minutes. If that happens, then you must get off the beach immediately. Try to get somewhere higher than the beach, and quickly. Because when the water pulls back, the tsunami is coming in just 5 or 10 minutes. Happy Christmas, everyone! And remember, we'll have a test on natural disasters after the holidays.